Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please. Minds and the things that are going on. Boy, are you lucky you found your way to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, right, gang?
Yeah.
7 after the hour. Molly Page, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Here's what you need to know. Well, maybe what you want to know. You want to know more about the crackdown on migrant smuggling. How many people thought of that the first time they woke up this morning and thought, my God, what's
going
on?
You know what would be fun? Doing a little migrant smuggling today. That'd be
great.
Yes,
right,
yeah.
Exactly.
I got
the UN Security Council, Jennifer, is going to listen to the foreign policy chief focusing on military action against traffickers in international waters. So they want to put together a UN coalition because of all the people who are being illegally brought into traffic. Some of them slaves. Some of them, they pay $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 to get out of Africa and get into southern Europe. There's a story today about 1,600 people landing. They are Bangladeshi refugees. When's the last time we even thought about Bangladesh? In the George Harrison song, that was about it, right?
That's about it, yeah.
I've never thought about Bangladesh for years.
What about the factories that make clothes, the cheap clothes for all the discount stores here? Remember, it was just a few years ago that one of those factories burned down and 100 women died in it?
Oh, come on, Molly, will you?
I'm sorry, you said, when's the last time you thought about Bangladesh? And that was the last time it was a big story.
I was being facetious.
Oh.
Yeah, that, well, we think about China and the cheap goods, but pretty much everywhere in Indonesia and the areas that are in southern Eurasia, those areas all have the same kind of workshop conditions that we have.
All,
yeah, right. Exactly. That's what we all do.
That's
so, yeah, we turn our look at the Nike shoes that they're on sale here for, what, $100? And it costs them less than $10 to make them. And that's all because of the compliance, if there were complicity is probably the better word, that you have from these various countries or the companies that go over there and solicit things being made by cheap child labor in many
circumstances. Well, that's why it was kind of interesting that President Obama was at the Nike headquarters talking about the Pacific trade deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the issues because he does want more things traded from the U.S. overseas. But a lot of things that we bring into the U.S. are made overseas without any oversight.
It's called hypocrisy.
Oh.
That's what it's called.
Got it.
Plain and simple. The Student Tufts Labor Coalition. How many people heard about this? Announcing on Saturday it was ending a week-long hunger strike because the people
were hungry.
That's right. Bingo, we need to rehearse that. That people were hungry. I don't want to have a hungry.
I'm
hungry.
I'm striking on the hunger strike.
I just find stuff like that to be really interesting. All right, so Richie, the Orioles are going to host Baltimore. No, the Orioles are going to host Baltimore. It's probably not going to work. The Orioles are going to host Toronto tonight, returning to Baltimore. First time they've played in Baltimore since the 29th of last month when there were no fans in Camden Yard.
Yep.
The first baseman, Chris Davis, says the return will help the people of Baltimore feel like life is getting back to normal. Really? I suppose, yeah. I mean, it should be getting back to normal, right?
There was a couple of scary situations. I mean, there's a lot of...
You mean then or now? Today, over the weekend?
Those first couple of days of the unrest, people were being chased off of the streets into the bars that service the fans.
Yeah.
And they were basically using the bars as a place to hide from everything that was going on out in the streets because that's where all of it was taking place.
Yeah. All right, also in baseball news, Pete Rose... God love him. Getting a chance to reconnect to the game as a studio analyst for Fox Sports.
Good.
This is something that may bring about his return in a manner of speaking. He starts today on America's pregame. Let's see, 7 o'clock Eastern time, is that right? Or 5 o'clock Eastern time. He's going to be on Major League Whip Around as well. So I'm a fan of Pete Rose's, as most people who listen to this program know. I worked with him when I was working in Cincinnati in the late 80s. And the new commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, has been asked to reinstate Rose. So do you think that the people at Fox are just thinking? No matter what, Rose is good copy. He is. He will say something. Remember what got Rush Limbaugh when he was doing the NFL thing? And he was on for, what, 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, and he opened up. Was it Derek somebody or other who played for Philadelphia? Do I remember
that?
Yeah. How good is my
Donovan McNabb.
That's it, right. How many years ago was that? That's been 10 years or more,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he got into trouble. You think that Pete will get into trouble?
No. I think that Pete's going to be walking the straight and narrow because I think he actually wants to come back to baseball. And, you know, now that Bud Selig is gone from baseball, it's interesting to see how this new guy is so much more open to it. I mean, I don't know if we talked about it here, but the All-Star game, each organization, each team got to pick 4 of their icons to go to the All-Star game.
Yeah, right.
And Cincinnati obviously picked him. He won by a long shot. He was number 1 ahead of the pack. And so this new guy, what's his name?
Rob Manfred.
Manfred.
Yes.
Manfred said, hey,
Rob
yeah,
Roddy
for the
was
first
an announcer
yeah,
on
I know,
The Price
I,
is Right. Thank you.
I do know that. But Manfred said, yeah, you can go to the All-Star game. So he let him back in. That's a huge step. And then to have this new commentary position set up, I think it's good for him. I think he'll be back, actually, which...
Yep. I think it's good, too.
Yep. It's not like he bet on his team to lose, guys.
Uh-uh. 13 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to have Amy Nordrum on the program, who has written extensively about wild pigs and whether they can fly. Richie was very interested in this story. Can wild pigs fly? Actually, that's not the story. Wild pigs, however, are going wild all around the country. It's become a serious problem that you probably haven't heard anything about. So we're going to underscore how to fix the problem in a moment here on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com, click on the link in the upper right corner, and use promo code 1000. That's Vistaprint.com. Click on the link in the upper right corner and use promo code 1000.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and NMLS number 3030. I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
16 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, responsible for looking at stories or listening. You have to listen. You don't have to. We are looking for stories, and then it's up to you to listen and be intrigued by the things that we find that we think are of interest to you that nobody else is talking about. For example, wild pigs and the problem that they are. Amy Nordrum, whose website is amynordrum.com, is a science and business writer. She has had articles featured by Scientific American, the Smithsonian Magazine, The Atlantic. She has been reporting on a lot of things, including an article in Scientific American that got our attention. Can wild pigs ravaging the U.S. be stopped? Amy, welcome back to Good Day. The reference that I am thinking of my own experience was going to launches of the space shuttle at Cape Canaveral, Cape Kennedy, and driving in with the Jay Honeycutt, who is the director of the space program, at about 4 o'clock in the morning. And as we pulled up to a light, as we went on to Merritt Island, which is where the Cape is, I'm listening to all this squealing. And I said, what the heck is that? He said, it's the pigs, the wild pigs being eaten by the alligators. Ooh. It happens every day at this time. And so at that point, we got off onto a thing about how there used to be a lot of pigs on Merritt Island. They got loose and they became wild pigs. And so it was a headache down there. Now, apparently, the same sort of thing has been a problem, is becoming a problem all across the country, right?
Hi, Doug. Yeah, thanks for having me on. That's true. You know, Florida has a lot of...
That is the end of that story.
Yeah. 6 million.
All right, so that doesn't work. Arisi, can we establish a better line here? How is this going to work so that we have...
I can call it right back.
All right, let's try it. Anyway, the point is that there are a lot of landowners, especially in the southern part of the country, where pigs have, for whatever the reason, gotten loose. Pigs are very difficult to contain.
They're fast. They get
very
hard to catch.
Right, yeah. All right, so, Amy, let's try this again.
Okay.
So the problems come from what? What's the source? Why are there so many wild pigs?
So quickly. These pigs are able to repopulate an area in just 2 years, even if you kill 70% of the pigs that are in it.
All right, so I'm sorry.
I've dated a few of them.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right,
well, anyway, so the essence of the story that she's covering, there are, as I've had this experience on the farm, although I don't have any pigs on my farm, I grew up on a farm that had pigs, and I know that we had to stick the wire, you had to dig a trench and go down about a foot for the woven wire to get below the surface because the pigs forage.
They dig down. Yeah.
I was surprised
when I was in spring training, Dougie, to go to be in Arizona, be in Phoenix, and I went to a restaurant with my dad, and we came out. It was dark, and something ran across the road, and I look, and there were about 7 wild boar like running around the roads in Phoenix. I mean, right in the middle of the city.
Well, how it's become a problem now is because the wild pigs, they were tame. They were part of a farm population, and somehow or other, a number of them got loose in various places, mostly in the south. And they just, as Amy pointed out, they multiply very quickly. Pigs can have 2 or 3 during the course of a year. They can have two or three,
piglets?
Well, no, they can have about a dozen piglets in a...
A litter.
A litter, thank you. Yeah.
Oh, two or three.
Just like the guy in the pigs I date. I don't know if they have litters, but...
You made reference to them twice.
Yeah, I know. It's like they have many piglets.
Really?
How do they survive, though? This is free-range bacon.
They run around.
They're fast.
Why are people chasing them around like the wild turkey, shooting them and eating them?
Yeah.
I think that is happening in some places. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal service.
Time for us to review the top five songs from this week in 1979, starting with the Village People in the number five position in the Navy. Does anybody know what the derivation of this song was? Why the Village People are gay, right?
Not everyone.
What?
No, I don't think the lead singer's gay.
No.
Is that the Indian or the traffic cop?
The traffic cop, yeah. I believe he was married to a woman.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not that you can't be gay and married to a woman, but I think he was straight.
Weird. Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
All right, so what was their fascination with being in the Navy? Anybody? Usually there's a story behind the story.
A lot of men on a vessel, I would imagine.
Is that what it is? Oh, okay.
Probably right. Same with YMCA.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Places
YMCA
to find men.
In the
right.
Navy.
Alec, what are places to find men?
See, that was on Jeopardy last night.
All right, let's see here. Number five is Village People in the Navy. Number four from this week in 1979, Susie Quattro. Chris Norman, Stumble In. Remember this song? This is a cool pop song. Crank it up, Richie.
They were so cute together.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing them together. What made them cute?
The way they look at each other.
Really?
While they're singing this live. Yeah.
They look like they loved each other when they looked at each other?
No, they kind of looked like they were cracking up.
Oh, having fun.
Yeah.
Are they an item, like husband and wife?
No, I don't think they were an item then. I think she was much younger than he was.
Oh, and have that.
Yeah, she kind of said she was like his little sister, so they were cracking up doing this song.
All right, call Stumbling In, number four this week in 1979. Number three.
Oh, yeah.
Donna Summer's Hot Stuff.
I like it.
Well, everything took a weird turn.
What, from stumbling in or from
yes.
the Navy?
They were so innocent and cute, too. Whoa, yeah. Donna yeah. Summer.
She was from Boston. Didn't she die last year? Right?
Yeah. No. Please know I loved it.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Yeah, right. Donna Summer. All right, this is a good crank-up song. Keep your feet. The challenge is to keep your feet still while you're listening to this as we crank it up. I'm sitting in my chair. I could stand up and do calisthenics, though. This is a good song to do. Is this a song to do yoga, too?
No.
No? I'm going to start taking yoga. What do you think of that, Jennifer?
I think that's great. I love yoga.
You do? How often do you practice yoga?
Once a year. Whether I need it or not.
Okay.
Usually January 3rd.
Really?
Why are you going to do yoga, Doug? Is it to meet girls?
I'm told no. I don't know. And I'm going because I'm actually going to have a private session.
I bet you are.
A yogi person. Yogi or yoga. Well, anyway.
A private session is good for you for the first time.
No, the president of the bank has gifted me a series of sessions. He went to the yoga class, and he said this is the greatest thing that he's ever done for his body. And he said, I think I'll give you a gift. You can go over there and
the only thing I have to warn you about,
yeah,
because I know, sadly, I know this about you. I know how gassy you are.
Oh,
yeah. You're going to want to expel as much of that gas as you can before. Yeah, because you hit that downward dog, and all of a sudden we're going to be here, and it's not going to be great.
So the song at number two.
Number two is Blondie. This week in 1979.
Saying, don't eat salmon soup before you go.
Heart of glass.
Heart of glass.
Heart of glass. Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. It's going to come out of your glass.
All right. Number one this week, 1979 is the year. Peaches and Herb. They got married, I think, didn't they? Were they married?
They were married.
Were they married either, Richie?
There were three different peaches.
Oh.
He may have been married to one of them, but there were three different peaches.
You can marry three times. It'd be okay. Peaches and Herb.
I love those flying saucer peaches. Those are so good.
Really? All right, so we managed to mangle up the top five songs this week in 1979 on Good Day, 28 after.
This is a medical minute with Dr. Chambers on call. Is shaking your dog's hand bad for your health? It was only in 1850 that we discovered doctors not washing their hands could spread infection around the hospital, causing the deaths of many patients. And what about in today's era of superbugs? Well, the feds announced this week they're taking a second look at hospital hand sanitizers, the kind doctors use. The fear is this. Even if used right, they might actually cause infection. Truth is, I'm not a big fan of hand sanitizers. Hand washing just can't be beaten when it comes to protecting yourself and others. That's why in your daily life, hand washing should be a routine ritual after the restroom, before preparing food, or cleaning up after your dog or cat. Finally, when I'm a patient myself, do I shake my dog's hands? No. I know all too well where those hands have been. This is a Medical Minute with Dr. Chambers on Call. You can catch my latest videos, podcasts, and articles on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 1-pound bag of Starbucks coffee for just $9.99. Offer valid in-store and online. Ends 5/16 while supplies last. See store Staples.com for details.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Yesterday is gone, forget it. Can't do anything about yesterday. Let's focus on today, shall we? One of my favorite new philosophies is to forget about yesterday and focus on the now, the here and the now. Although, a lot of the things that we talk about here on Good Day are things that have already happened. And maybe we bring you around to a focus on what maybe is going to be the outcome of these things that have happened. What's the now about it, and maybe what's the future? Later on in this half hour, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff will read between the lines medically for us. In the meantime, it is our job to go through things of interest and import for you, what you need to know, maybe a few facts here and there if we're lucky. Molly Page is in charge of that once in a while. Jennifer's got a few facts. Rich McFadden is here, Kenny Kessler, and the two stories that sort of, Adley, I got some, Kenny, maybe you've seen, I'm sure you have because you're watching Facebook. I'm looking at some of the Twitter stuff and Facebook stuff. Somebody who blamed me. I'm, what is it that we were talking earlier about black and white and the police and good police and bad police, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not sure exactly what question you may have posted there, but this fellow said that I'm contributing to the problem because I'm not fair to the police.
Whether there's a war on the police.
War on the police, right. Yeah. Yes, and I'm, what did he say, yes, and I'm furthering it?
You're perpetuating it.
Perpetuating it, right, exactly. And how am I doing that? Because I'm talking about it, in essence? Maybe that's the
I don't think he elaborated.
Guilty. Well, I'm guilty of, no. Of talking about something that's important to America, and yet whether you agree or disagree with me, we ought to have a dialogue. It's not just to sweep it under the rug, because then, in fact, sir, you become the problem. 888-302-3684. A high school principal from Georgia coming under fire this weekend for comments she made at the end of the school graduation ceremony that many in the audience found to be racially insensitive. See if you think this is, Molly, you have the quote, right?
Do I have the quote?
Do you have the quote? If you don't have
this
the quote.
This is an excellent question.
That is the question. All right, so here's the lady. Nancy Gordick is her name, principal of TNT Academy in Stone Mountain, Georgia. She apologized. That hasn't quieted the controversy. At the graduation ceremony, she skipped the valedictorian speech. When the crowd started to leave the church where the ceremony was being held, she tried to regain their attention. Quote, y'all are the rudest people I've ever seen not to listen to this speech.
Y'all.
Look who's leaving. All the black people. Video of the event shows the crowd appearing to grow increasingly disgruntled as the people continue to leave. She raised her voice, and as you can imagine, the remarks angered the audience, many describing it as a racist outburst. She named only black people. Said one fellow who was there for the graduation ceremony, she didn't say, oh, look at the Caucasians leaving. Look at the Indians leaving. She said blacks. So she apologized. She was angry because people were not paying proper attention. Is this racism? Is this just more? And are we, do these sorts of things happen all the time? And are we just off the mark because we're talking about it? Yes, no. Opinions. Kenny, you'll start with you. You followed this story a little bit. What's the, this woman looking at, and being very judgmental here, and ought not to be probably, my opinion after reading, I hadn't seen a picture of her before I read the story. This is a lady who started the school. It's a private school. I believe it's a Christian school, is it not?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, so so what do we get out of this? This is the South has more of a problem with this than the North? Yes or no? Who thinks there's more problems with this sort of thing in the southern part of our country than in the northern part?
Is that fair? I don't know if that's a fair question anymore.
Well, that's why I asked the question, to see if, in fact, there are people
who... I don't know if it's like that.
I think the perception is...
The perception is that, but, you know, I've been... My family's in North Carolina, mm-hmm. and occasionally, in a small town, you might see a Confederate flag flying somewhere, but other than that, I don't see a lot of inequality. But that's my perspective. I don't know.
You don't see a lot of inequality where?
In the South. What you're talking about.
You don't see inequality in the South?
Well, I don't see it, is what I'm saying.
Hmm. All right.
I'm sure it's there.
Well, I think there's an example of what you're saying. If we look across the country to Colorado, the owner of a barbecue restaurant drawing criticism for offering a White Appreciation Day discount. Said all
that's
he wanted
a little creepy.
To celebrate was Americans of all races, not just one.
You know, it's about time, because you know what? I feel actually a little left out.
White people have not gotten a fair shake.
No, we have not. We don't have White Appreciation Month.
Well,
actually they do, but they wear hoods when they do it.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, wee. All right. Molly's sitting right in here.
Am I off color?
No, it's okay. You're not off color. But off color.
Yes, color.
You're
right.
All about white.
There.
So this started off as a joke about how there is no holiday that celebrates the white community. And the fellow who ran the restaurant said it's been misinterpreted as a racially charged promotion. The name of the establishment is Rubbin' Butts Barbecue.
Oh, hello. It's a think tank.
God love these people, because think about it. Would you have ever known about Rubbin' Butts Barbecue like a week ago?
No.
How would we have gotten through this week?
No.
Without knowing of this?
Yep.
I feel the need to go there.
Yes, it is. It's important to go there. All right, so... Does that have anything to do with the rest of the conversation?
I forgot what the conversation
was. Well, the conversation was about black and white relationships and how it affects the police. And
about rubbing butts.
Rubbing
oh,
butts.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Molly, you got the latest total on who's been hurt after all these storms?
Indeed. This was just a crazy weekend for storms. Many tornadoes ripping through several of the central states. Two people now killed, dozens injured, and then we had tropical storm Anna in the Carolinas. But they are confirming two people dead now in southwest Arkansas. The victims lived in adjoining mobile homes, two other people critically injured. And then in Van, northern Texas, about two dozen people injured there, some homes destroyed. That was due to tornadoes, and there's also heavy flooding in that area. Tornadoes ripped off roofs as well in a town near Denton, about 40 miles from Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
They're not completely out of the woods yet, but, you know, they're still cleaning up from all of this damage from the weekend, so that there's a possibility they could find more people deceased.
All right, everybody, let's have a chorus of happy birthday for the newest member of our group here. Molly Page turned 32 yesterday.
33. I can't lie at my age.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So how about happy birthday to you?
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
There we go.
I like my version better, Richie. Where'd that come from? I like my version. All right, anyway, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Very sweet.
Oh, here we go. Floor of the Palladium, wherever it is.
Should be wearing a poodle skirt.
That'd be cute. All right, let's see what else. All right,
there you go.
Hello.
Right. Today is your birthday. Jennifer Horn received a bit of news.
I did?
Yes, you did.
No.
An email from somebody who thought you were doing a good job. Jennifer, I listen to Doug's show quite a bit because I always wake up in the middle of the night. I listen with the headphones in bed so I don't bother my wife. Doug is an interesting older guy and has lots of ideas on things. Not always correct, but he is not in a shortage for thoughts. And we are all getting older and must appreciate what the younger and older generations bring to our lives. You regularly demonstrate an ability to perceive situations accurately, in my opinion. For example, your breakdown of the Bruce Jenner interview was excellent. You pointed out that it seems like he didn't head full tilt into this transgender thing until his psychiatrist put him on female hormones. Men and women can have strong traits on the opposite sex, but yet not be gay or transgender. They're just a sensitive man or a strong woman. If they start connecting their socially perceived sensitivity or strength to their sexuality or physical self, I believe that's when they become confused. I believe the artificial application of female hormones have set him on this path. It's not normal, no judging, though. We all have our own problems, so I will not judge what I deem to be his problem. The only problem, he said, that I have is that I'm getting older. I'm an older guy. Really? I think Richie's an older guy. He's older than Molly. No, I don't know if he is or not. No, I guess Molly, you're a little older than Richie, right? In truth.
I think I'm older than Molly.
Oh, are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. So
I'm from Hollywood. We don't have ages. We have age ranges.
Yeah, what is this old you're speaking about? What?
Yes.
Right. Wait. All right, let's see. What else? This guy went on and on and on. Oh, wait a minute. This is for you, apparently, Jen. And here is to you finding the right man that can make you happy.
Praise
hope
God.
You're not too
hallelujah.
Picky. He said, hope you are not too picky.
Oh.
Then again, the man has to pick you, and I think he will soon. My wife had to settle for me, but I'm just what she needs, and she's just what I need. In the end,
that's sweet.
We are put here to have children if we possibly can. No time like the present. Make sure the man wants to. Is in on the kid thing as well, because little boys and little girls need a dad around just as much as this guy.
He's trying to get you knocked up, Jen.
I know. I'm excited.
Larry Austin is an Anchorage.
Thank you, Larry. I want to be, as you said, with child.
Really? That's good. We wouldn't have to get too carried away to have that happen.
That's right. That's what my mom
is. But he is writing to you while he's in bed with his
wife. Yeah.
And he's wearing headphones.
Yeah, we're all friends. We're a happy threesome.
There's a... There's a meeting today of a group of Middle Eastern leaders at Camp David. One person will not be there, the king of Saudi Arabia, Mr. Salman bin Abdulaziz.
I'm sorry,
Al-Saud. Who's your what? He's not going to show up. This is a Gulf Cooperation Council meeting. Observers see this
that
as
Obama
a,
always golfing.
Right, yeah.
I see what you did there.
Right. White House downplaying the significance of his not showing up. Nah. Well, the Saudis are working on trying to get the Yemenis to go after the Saudis with them, right? You've got to have a scorecard in order to figure out what the heck is going on. But I think that's one of the reasons for them not being together. And didn't the president go out of his way to go to Saudi Arabia to kiss the ring of the new leader after the old man died?
He did, yes.
So what's that all about? Oy. Speaking of what things are all about, the medical profession is full of contradictions. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff addresses one of them next here on Good Day.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But, while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through June 1st, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months' payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-203-3186. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-203-3186. That's 1-800-203-3186. Again, 1-800-203-3186.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store at Staples.com for details.
All right, here we go with Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who joins us on Good Day every week at this time, with an understanding of the medical world from perhaps a different, an alternative point of view. He brings stories to the surface that have not had an interpretation or perhaps a sifting. How's that, Bruce? Is that good? Sifting through the stories and finding things that may apply to certain problems differently. What do you have today?
Well, there was a study published a couple of weeks ago in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It was supposed to be a definitive study about the issue of MMR vaccine and does it have any relationship to autism. And, of course, the pro-vaccination, the pro-mandatory vaccination people were all creaming with this because it was this large study, 95,000 kids, and everybody got all excited. But what I would like to point out about this study is that the head researcher for this study is someone who works for the Lewin Group. And the Lewin Group is a consulting firm regularly employed by no less than 10 different pharmaceutical companies. And another client of theirs is the CDC. And while many people would think, well, you know, they have a government agency who's their employer, they must be pretty good. But according to Robert Kennedy Jr., who was testifying before a state Senate hearing in Vermont last week, He called the CDC, quote, an agency that has become a cesspool of corruption. Epidemiological studies such as these, that was the end of his quote, but I want to go on to say the epidemiological studies, they can be designed to prove almost anything. You could design an epidemiological study to prove that sex doesn't cause pregnancy. And so what I don't understand, Doug, maybe you can explain it, is how so many of the people that are wise enough to distrust manufacturers such as Monsanto, people that are concerned about putting pesticides and GMOs in their body, I don't understand how they believe the nonsense the vaccine manufacturers claim, other than in a desperate desire to believe that they can have some magical safety net thrown over their family to prevent any form of harm. But it just isn't true. I want people to wake up. No mandatory vaccines.
All right, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff's website, 818newback.com. Check that out for more on his discussion here today on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
It's like the one time in my life I smoked pot. I didn't want to do it in the first place. I had a horrible time once I did it. And then Ronnie Templeton's little brother called the police and we all got arrested. The one time I ever did anything illegal.
Great ballads by Van Morrison from the movie French Kiss, which was the number one movie during this week in 1995. You have some more audio, Richie, from it.
The French, you know, they hate us. They smoke. They have a whole relationship to dairy products, which I don't understand. Huh. I don't know what they taught you in France, but rude and interesting are not the same thing. Such a cute movie.
That was one of her better performances. She did very well for about 20 years.
She had a great run.
Yeah, she did. And now she's messed herself up with her face and pretty much her career is over. What a shame. Van Morrison hasn't had anything to do with his face or his voice.
That sounds so subtle, Dave. Doug.
What's that? You can count on me for being subtle, Chucker.
Well, she had a great career, but oh boy, her face did her in.
Well, it has done her in, hasn't it?
They're trying to do too much work.
Yeah, I mean, why would anybody want to put her on? It's so distracting.
You know, I do have another question for you. Kevin Kline, don't you think he should have had a more prominent career? That guy's really good.
He was
did he
great.
Make choices, though? Is it in that circumstance,
yeah.
Is that because of choices that he made? That's one of the things you never really understand about. He's kind
doesn't
of a quirky guy.
Like when you watch a movie like Dave, to me, that's a classic movie.
That's a great movie.
And he's absolutely fantastic. He's basically Jimmy Stewart in that movie.
Yeah, he's great.
And you look at him and you say, this is a guy, maybe he was in the wrong generation. Maybe he would have been really prominent if he was an actor in the 50s and the 60s. But I think he's fantastic.
Well, I mean, look at how varied the roles were. He was convincing as a gunfighter in where he killed, what's his face, Brian Dennehy. What was the name of that movie?
Silverado,
right. He was convincing in that.
Yeah, really good.
All right, so anyway, Kevin Kline, not necessarily our focus. Chuck is going to give you box office totals. Be a few surprises, maybe. I went to see Far From the Madding Crowd, which apparently is just a short release, Chucker. I thought it was quite good, and then I went to see that silly Hot Pursuit, which was just
I saw that one. It was okay.
All right, we'll get the totals and how it all shakes out in a moment here on Good Day.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneering cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Results of the weekend box office, Chucker?
No surprise, Doug. Avengers Age of Ultron, number one for the second straight weekend, doing a $77 million box office take. That's a 59% drop-off from its huge opening weekend, which is very solid. Film has done $562 million overseas, giving it a combined total of $875 million in over 3 weeks worldwide on a budget of $250 million. Now you know why studios make big films, because when you make big films, you have a shot at a big home run, and this is one of those cases where you're going to have a big home run. Hot Pursuit, which you guys saw with Sofia Vergara and Reese Witherspoon, placed second. Reviews were awful, and it actually did a pretty weak $13 million in business in its first frame. This is one of those movies, Doug, where Reese Witherspoon took a big paycheck and her agent said, okay, take the money and move on.
Yeah.
Number three, Age of Adeline, 5.6. Nice solid movie. $31 million in 3 weeks. Furious 7 placed fourth, 5.2. $338 million in 4 weeks. And Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, number 5, 5.1. $58 million overall on a budget of 30. I did a revival of Field of Dreams at my local community theater. A complete pleasure watching that film on the big screen. A true classic. Kevin Costner, Diesel Jones, and Burt Lancaster.
It holds up. It's one of those movies that holds up. It's like The Hunter, Red October, True Grit, movies like that. It is superb to have those. We're lucky to have movies like that around that we can call our own. American, historically speaking, movies are not always that great. That one was. Chuck Curry here with us on Good Day 59.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.